Radio Yorkshire, your home of rugby league on DAB, online via the TuneIn app.
Walker's still going, only a cigarette paper stops him from getting over that line. Lawley, good ball to Blair. Blair with the pass to Thornley. Across wide it'll go. First try of the afternoon. Brilliant play from Rovers. Just sucked in the cover. And on the outside, he's got all the pace in the world. Kieran Dixon with nobody in front of him. There's only going to be one result. That's the first try of the afternoon. We've been playing 6 minutes. Rovers hit the front. It's Kelly with the try. Clarkson's there, Walker's there, 2 metres away from the line. Howarth finds Finn. Finn throws the dummy, steps away from one. Can he get the ball away? He can't. Back to Simon. Simon just goes route one. Too big, too strong, and too easy, if I'm being totally honest. He's over the line. Johnson's at dummy half, picks up from dummy half, has a snipe up the middle, gets away from one, almost away from two, plays the ball really quickly on the front foot. Howard sees an opportunity, and again, that's far, far, far too easy for Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. It was a great play, the ball from Tom Johnson, who come in and played the ball rapidly, quick, and Howard just couldn't believe his luck. Rovers will be very, very disappointed with that goal line defence, Andy. Wakefield in for the second try. It's Hull KR 4, Wakefield 10. Straightens up, flat pass to Walker, straight through from Adam Walker. If it's too easy at one end, it's equal as easy as at the other, and just weight of possession for Hull KR. A little short pass, he's too big and too strong, he's Adam Walker, burst through the line and brings Rovers back into the game. It's Hull KR 8, Wakefield 12.
Yeah, it's a good piece of play from Hull Kingston Rovers.
Almost dropped down to us, Rhys Lynn drives it in, there is the half-time hooter. Not the worst half of rugby league we've seen, Andy, and it'll be a really, really happy one in the Wakefield dressing room at half-time.
Yeah, they'll be happy to go in there at 12-8. The two missed kicks from Kieran Dixon separating the sides.
Miller gets the pass away to Aurora. Little gap for Anakin to charge onto. Gets the pass away. Was he pulled? Was that man pulled in back play? I think he was pulled off the ball there. This should be 2 points.
Yeah, the penalty's been given. And a sin bin there as well.
That's the right call. That has to be the right call for
it's
me.
It's a key one. Is that Blair as well?
Yes, coming off.
I think he's been the better of the halfbacks. And if Hull KR have had any control whatsoever, it has come through Blair. So that is a key decision.
Yeah, the kick goes over from Finn. So it's Hull KR 8, Wakefield 14. Kelly at the line, finds Graham Horn, the pass is a good one, Seo out the back, and Rovers score a man down. That's good play from Hull KR. It was a really good carry from James Green, and on the back of that, they just created numbers, and finally they find a way to get Kenny Seo into the game, and from 10 metres out, he's going to take that opportunity, just goes out the line, he gets the try, and Hull KR are right back in it. It's Hull KR 12, Wakefield 14.
Yeah, Wakefield, I think, architects of their own calamity there.
Seconds left. Wakefield have got to go. They've got numbers on that far side. How have they done that? Little kick over the top from Blair. He's into the arms of Miller. That's the ball game. Wakefield are going to get the first win of the season. 3 seconds on the clock. Will they get time for the play of the ball? No, they won't. Wakefield have done enough. Wakefield have hung on. The boos ring round New Craven Park. It's been quality-wise, not the best. Excitement-wise, we've been on our seat, and Hull KR found some energy, but it wasn't enough in this second half, and Wakefield hang on for their first win of the season, Andy.
Yeah, to be fair to Wakefield, in terms of them getting the rewards and taking the points, they've had to hang on for a large period of that second half, but they've done it willfully and with some enthusiasm. If you talk about the rope-a-dope, if you like, they've just had to absorb a lot of pressure from Hull Kingston Rovers. Yes, there's been some poor decisions, yes, there's been some poor transitions, but you've still got to defend what's in front of you, and Wakefield in this second half have defended as well as they could.